Contestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. We have a sister show. It's called Good Fortune Show with Ray Trujillo. It took me many months to learn how to say that. So I just call her Ray Ray. So Ray Trujillo is on with the Good Fortune Show every other Friday. So every other Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we have the Good Fortune Show with Ray Trujillo. So your energy flow of goodness, love, positivity, good fortune, joyful manifestation does not have to skip a week and then wait for another week and then, okay, the Joyful Manifestation Show comes on and then we're off a week and then we come back, and that's how it's been happening. But then I didn't want to completely inundate you or flood you with the Joyful Manifestation Show every week. So we created the Good Fortune Show with Ray Trujillo, and I am on that show with her. I lead her into questions and, you know, we discuss things, and she's amazing. So you should sign into or tune into the Good Fortune Show next Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. What a wonderful way to end the week. People are working during this week, and Friday evening, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is kind of the latest time in U.S., 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we already have the Eastern Time, Mountain Time, Central Time, whatever. Already they've gone into the late evening, night area, and they've ended their whole week of work. And meeting people of different types and natures and taking in their negative energy. So what a wonderful way to end a week and then prepare yourself for a restful weekend. And then catch up with the next week. So let's say a person, fictitious Jane, who's always helping me, she's fictitious, of course. Well, let's say she's had a not so great week at work or with any other situation. She can tune into the Joyful Manifestation Show or the Good Fortune Show at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Friday. And then during the weekend, start to manifest better and put her intentions out better. Get more into the Joyful Manifestation energy, because remember, now she doesn't have all kinds of people distracting her. So if it's you and your spouse, you and your siblings, you and your family, you and your parents, everybody, you can all tune into these wonderful shows, the Good Fortune Show and the Joyful Manifestation Show at 7 p.m. Friday, Pacific Standard Time, and start to create anew during your weekend. You don't have to deal with a lot of people and challenges and bad situations. And then when Monday comes, when Monday morning comes, you're ready, you're prepared, you're armed to deal with the world in the most, most wonderful way. Every night that you sleep, the vibrations of the Joyful Manifestation Show gets into your aura. You can actually wake up different if you just allow this good energy in. And remember, you are the god of your own fortune. You're the creator, and you can decide what you want and what you don't want. By Monday morning, everybody at work is going to be surprised with a new you. You would be actually able to control. You would actually be able to control situations better and have better outcomes during that week. And then every week that goes on, you can get better and better, and your manifestation muscles will be working for you. So basically, you will be a joyful creator attracting good fortune for yourself. Life is wonderful if you allow the wonderfulness of life into your own personal aura. Life is not bad. It's great. It can be great. It's wonderful, actually. And you can get the best things in life. The best things in life. So I just wanted to tell you, for example, I am temporarily going to be moving to a new city. I've been traveling in. I'm going to go to a new city where there is a palace, a real-time huge palace, decorated to its maximum, completely gold and velvets and silks and everything. So I'm moving to the city with my family, and there we're going to be staying for a few weeks and allowing the wonderful energy of the palace and its contents in. So this city is peaceful, way more peaceful. The city that I'm in right now, to enter the city. So once you've entered the city and to get to my home, we have to travel hours because it's so huge. But this other city, you can get to my future home in, I say, 10 minutes. That's it. So just imagine how restful that climate is. You can literally, when you're driving, if you just want to do something on your phone, you can immediately park and all the sidewalks, all the spaces are empty with nothing there. Literally, you can just park under any tree and just do what you want to do on your phone. And then it's mostly for me, it's GPS. It's a new city, right? And so as soon as I booked this place in this city with this huge palace, I started noticing that there are some TV soap opera serials coming out with palaces as the theme. So a gold palace, that's the next serial that's going to come out. And it's starting on the 20th and we're moving on the 21st. So just imagine, is that synchronicity or not? It's amazing the way that life mirrors to you where you are. Just remember this one sentence. Life mirrors to you where you are. All of life takes on a hue, a color, a storyline that matches your storyline. And if you start to notice news or information or even the serials taking a turn, and you find that, oh my God, this seems like it's happening to me, then you understand that life is mirroring you. All of the participants of life, everybody on earth is connected to you. They are connected to you. And they all come together and stage these dramas and plays and stories, and they mirror to you where you are. And that's why you will find yourself identifying, oh my God, what is this? I was just thinking about it. What happened? Now, remember, if it's good, then it's great. Wow, celebration, woohoo. But then if it's not good, then you understand that this is not good. I don't like it. It is mirroring where I am. I feel connected to it in some way, and I need to make a change. Now, you can make a change. Use joyful manifestation principles, make a change, and move into a new reality so that now you will see that you're attracting information and people and situations and events that mirror the new you, that mirror the new you. So people who are into war, the war zones, they will be finding more information about wars thrust at them. So more war information. Why? And you know what? Before we go into the why, it's not that they want it. It's not that people want war. They don't want war. So in spite of the fact that they don't really want war, they are fascinated with war. They're fascinated with it. The darkness, whatever it is, it could be any kind of a reaction that they have where they're like, oh my God, this is happening. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, and you know what the universe, excuse my small drama there. And you know what the universe doesn't see that you don't like it. The universe just looks at the emotions or gets the emotional vibrations of what somebody's feeling and then reproduces it, copies it into infinite times, into infinity. And there you go, you have more war. Literally, and more war stories are happening, and everybody is creating reality at the same time. You're the center of your universe. You are the center of your universe, and what you watch is what happens. So what you watch is what happens. And literally, when you give your power away to somebody else or to groups or countries or governments and people, and you give your power away to them and let them dictate what you watch, that's where fictitious Jane becomes a victim of everything that happens to her. Fictitious Jane needs to choose what she watches. Fictitious Jane needs to see that she needs to attract good situations and be a, well, you know, there's a warrior and it's always used kind of negatively, but view things that you want to see multiply in front of your eyes. View things that you want to see multiply in front of your eyes. Listen to things that you want to hear or see multiply in front of your eyes. You are the creator of your reality, and the Joyful Manifestation Show, along with the Good Fortune Show, they're here to tell you, you are the creator of your reality, and we're here to show you how. And no point listening to all the bad stuff and then saying, oh my God, look at a world, it's horrible, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter whether it's climatic change. It doesn't matter what the topic is, whatever you watch is going to multiply. It becomes part of your reality. And yes, some people might say, oh my God, what about the ostrich with its head in the sand? It is the ostrich, isn't it? Okay, so excuse any mistakes that I make. Errors, mistakes. What about the ostrich with its head in the sand, and isn't it pretending that something doesn't exist, like something bad doesn't exist just because it's hiding from it? Well, if you really believe you're the creator, and if you really believe in the Joyful Manifestation Show and its methods, you will see reality change. You will see reality change because it's like layers of the onion. Onion? It's layers of the onion where you peel one layer off and a new reality is revealed. Every layer of the onion contains a reality. And when you peel it off, you come across a new reality. And yes, for those people who say, okay, the ostrich, sand, head, buried, blah, 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 right? Well, it's just that they might have tried this for a bit, but then gone back to the previous reality because of what I call fatalistic attraction. Fatal attraction, a movie, right? It was a movie. So was it Demi Moore? I think so. Anyway, so we go past the fatal attraction. People have fatal attraction for all kinds of situations, and they haven't left a situation and they've gone back to the situation again because of fatal attraction. And hence, they're never able to prove their theories. The Joyful Manifestation book contains so much information, amazing information, that I feel everybody in the world needs to know so that they create a better reality. And you know what? If you don't want to create it for the world, don't. But create it for yourself and what you're watching. And don't be dragged back by fatal attraction to the previous reality, which you did not like. But because of remaining energy, which I call karmic energy, well, because of remaining karmic energy, people are influenced and attracted fatally to go back to a nasty reality and then say that, oh my God, the law of attraction principles don't work. No, it is working. It is showing you that by going back to the previous reality, and it still exists for fictitious Jane, it works. Because there is remaining energy from the past reality lingering in fictitious Jane's mind, aura, slash, subtle body, subconscious, blah, blah, blah. This is why people are not really able to apply the law of attraction principles perfectly and to their advantage. They're constantly being dragged back by previous reality, fatal attraction to that which had happened. Something which was not good. So lingering energy, leftover energy, which has not been cleaned out completely, which still remains in the subconscious or aura or inner recesses of the brain, whatever, and drags a person back into witnessing it again. Because let me give you an example. So let's say somebody witnessed something, a bad job, maybe. Do you think we should bring this into money manifestation and not in this section? Well, let's say they witnessed a reality that they didn't like. And they didn't like it to such an extent that they had some negative feelings about it, which they sent into the universe, into space, as vibrations. The universe stores it. These are memory imprints. It's also stored in the aura. And then what happens is this person, fictitious Jane again, she hears about the law of attraction. She hears about joyful manifestation. And she says, you know what? Let me go forward into this new reality that Sugandhi Iyer is talking about and that Abraham spoke about. And the secret, the book said, all this information that came out about manifestation, let me try it. She tries it for a bit and she starts to see some nice things, but then something is pulling at her. It's the past. It's the past latent, dormant energy that is just waiting to be revived. You see, the dormant energy has not disappeared. It's still there. The negative energy from the past is still there. And so it's waiting to be revived. And this person is so innocent. Fictitious Jane is so innocent. She hasn't heard all the shows of joyful manifestation. She hasn't read the whole book, maybe, or she read it but didn't fully understand, or she hasn't contacted me for some sessions. Whatever is the reason, it doesn't matter. I just threw that one in there in the end. It just came to me. Let's put that in there. So anyway, so she is still having remnants of the past. So she says, you know what? Let me go see if the past still exists. That is literally the thing about the quote about the cat. The curiosity did something to the cat, blah, blah, blah. So the curious cat goes in to find out if it's still there. And there it is. It's still there. It's not gone. It was dormant, waiting to be awakened again. And that's how she gets trapped back into the previous reality. And now she has to deal with that. And she says, oh my God, none of these teachings work. No, fictitious Jane, you did not see it through. Fictitious Jane, you did not move to the new reality completely, leaving the old reality behind so that the old reality can neutralize and disappear. Yes, the old reality gets neutralized by the universe, by its non. It's like when you're not touching something and not constantly poking it, it disappears, it neutralizes, it's gone. And then it won't even remind fictitious Jane that it's there. So fictitious Jane is not going to go back and look for it, because as long as she's reminded, she might go look for it. Or sometimes people could have moved into a new reality and then they have some faint memory of something that existed before and they go back and look at it, but there's no energy behind it, no emotion, Nothing that Patricia Jane is going to go, oh my God, what happened? No, 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 there's no energy. So when she goes back, it's not there. It gets neutralized by the universe. It just goes away. Folks, this is magic waiting to happen. These are the techniques and methods, and something that you should know is way more important than all the other things people teach in school and in college. All that is for your career. And, you know, some basic things like look left and look right when you cross the road. Sure. But this is what people need to know. They need to know how to do this. They need to know how to untangle the web and create new realities for themselves and to choose better and better. And okay, so we were going into money previously. I kind of cut that short, gave you the example of something very general, but we will go into money manifestation now, work and career. Before that, we're going to listen to a couple of minutes of music and taking a short break. So don't go away. Just wait for me to come back, listen to this music, let the sounds of the music get through to you, and then hold on there, we're coming back soon. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We were talking about fatalistic attraction and its place in the law of attraction. Basically, everybody is a creator, and that is the part that you need to bring forward in your life, because with all the educational certifications that one might have, one might not be able to reach one's goals unless one knows manifestation inside out and is a joyful manifester. Because remember, manifestation can happen even in a negative way. What you want is to be a joyful manifester, because will, whatever gives you joy is what is going to be attracted to you. They do have some show. I think it's called Manifestation or the Manifestation Show. I'm not sure. It's on television, or was on television. I'm not sure if it's there right now. And the things that happen in the show are so negative. It's still manifestation, but it's negative manifestation. Completely the opposite of joyful manifestation. It kind of has a dark side. Actually, it's dark throughout. So this show is about manifestation. It does have manifestation as its name, but what kind of manifestation? So people who are creating need to know what they are creating. People who are creating need to know what they're creating. Manifest, I think it's 2018. I just looked it up on Google. I think it's called Manifest. I just see this here. Manifest 2018 drama, Four Seasons. NBC.com, NBC, I think. And it's called Manifest, but what are they manifesting really? So everybody who's listening to the show, please be aware that it is important to know what you are manifesting. If what you're manifesting is going to give you joy, isn't joy what everybody wants ultimately? Even when they find gold or they're looking for gold, they're looking for the joy that comes out of the gold that they find, from finding the gold, that moment of finding the treasure. Even pirates, I'm not standing up for pirates over here, I'm not, but even pirates, looking for treasure, etc., I'm looking for the joy connected to finding that. Each person needs to decide for himself or herself what brings them joy. What are the long-term consequences, repercussions of finding that object of joy? Is the joy element greater than anything negative? Now, I would say, and because I'm really good at this, find things to create that gives you 100% joy, where there is no negativity attached. Let it be free of negative karmic energy. Find that. Make that your goal. And if you want to know how to work on it, and if you want to know how to make it happen, I am really great at karmic situations, and I will know how to guide you out of the negative karma element into proper joyful energy, where you are so free of negative karma that everything that's coming to you is just joy, joy, joy out of this with no tail of negativity. No tail of negativity. Completely free of karmic consequences and influences. And this is possible. This is possible because here we are in this time and space, and many learned people from the past, sages and saints, they knew, yogis as they call them, they knew how to do this. They know how to create things, but know also how to minimize and completely eliminate all negative karmic impacts that come out of manifestation. Some people may have heard of the book The Alchemist and read it too. Well, alchemy, from what I see, is the conversion, is a transformation, and it's the transformation, the medieval, I'm reading it right now, the noun, the medieval forerunner of chemistry, concerned with the transmutation of matter, in particular with attempts to convert base metals into gold or find a universal elixir. And then it says, the next meaning, a seemingly magical process of transformation, creation, or combination, finding the person who's right for you requires a very subtle alchemy. So, being an alchemist, knowing alchemy, knowing what is the subtle change that needs to happen, it could be very, very subtle. very subtle, and many people don't even catch it. What is the subtle change that needs to happen, which is going to change the whole mosaic of events? So it's almost like something that happened did not happen. This is all about being the magician. People, it's not, sorry for saying people, I just got carried away. Folks, it's not about fixing things. It's not about constantly dealing with baggage. It's about being the magician who knows how to make subtle changes in the energy, in the thinking process. That will change the whole mosaic of events. Even the past would seem to have not happened. This is what people need to aim for. It's not about constantly dealing with situations. Oh, I gotta fix this. Oh, I gotta fix that. Oh, that wave fell upon me. Oh, this wave fell upon me, and now I need to fix everything and manage everything and cope. And no, this is about being the ultimate alchemist, the ultimate magician, the ultimate manifester who uses the joyful manifestation principles to create what he or she wants, changing the whole mosaic of events, of even things that might have happened in the past and still carry energy into the future, into the present and into the future. Think about it. Would you want this? Would you want this kill? Would you want this ability? Would you want to be the ultimate magician, the ultimate alchemist, the ultimate joyful manifester? If so, then yes, you know, do buy Joyful Manifestation. Do listen to the Joyful Manifestation show and the Good Fortune show, and keep up with the people who actually know how to do this. We were talking about fatalistic attraction, and then I said, you know what, let's talk about it a bit in the money section. So someone who's had a bad job, bad work atmosphere, where things did not go the way he or she wanted, where her dreams or his dreams were not coming true, were not being fulfilled, where people were not being treated the way they want to be treated or would have liked to be treated. Such a person, again, let's bring in fictitious Jane. Fictitious Jane has to remove every bit of fatalistic attraction to her previous situation. So someone's had a very bad job, and all the office people were gossip mongers, and they actually got together to get rid of fictitious Jane. Fictitious Jane should not go about reading the gossip of the old jobs, co-workers, what's happening to them, being in touch with them, asking who else got affected, what else happened, and then get some kind of a emotion connected to it. Because there will be an emotion that comes up in Fictitious Jane, and it could be something as simple as anger. For example, Fictitious Jane could be talking to Fictitious John and saying, you know, I knew this would happen. I knew that boss is going to do this again. I knew, blah, blah, blah. I knew this is exactly what happened to me. And I predicted it and I knew it. And those people there, they're really stink. They're this, they're that. And then she's having such a great time being angry. She's having such a great time being angry that it's the vibration she's sending into the universe, and so Fictitious Jane is definitely going to attract it again in new job situations. Fatalistic attraction is something people need to watch out for. What is it that's feeding someone? Oh, I feel good about feeling bad. Do you know how many people feel good about feeling bad? They feel validated. They feel great about feeling bad. Whew. Why can't someone feel good about feeling good? No, I need to feel good about feeling bad. Cancel, cancel. It's not an affirmation. So fictitious Jane is feeling so good from feeling bad about a previous job and continuing to tap into those stories that she's feeding her energy system with that energy. She's thriving on it. She's feeding on it. She is living on it. And then what do you think fictitious Jane is going to attract back to her? The same old, old, old. The same old, O-L-E, O-L-E, old, or O-L-D. It doesn't matter. She's going to attract the same old, old back to her. And that's how she's not able to get out of that particular layer of reality and get into a new layer where everything is different. As if it's all been shampooed and cleaned. And you know what? The universe is happy to shampoo this out for you. It's happy to dry clean it. It's happy to sterilize it. It's happy to do anything you want so that you feel better, so that you're in a nice, clean, squeaky clean atmosphere where you can go out, be your best artist, and paint the picture that you want. This is why we're here to guide you. We're here to guide you in your manifestation steps. We're here to hold your hand. We want you to do your best. We want you to attract the best. And every success that you have is our success too. And I don't care if you don't change the world. Don't change the world. It doesn't matter. It's enough for us if you change your world and what you observe and what you go through. You are who is important to us. Nobody else is. The show is for you. The show is for you. It's been created for you and for no one else. And if you're the only victor, and if you're the only person who is victorious, we are so happy for you. We are so happy for you. You know about the starfish on the beach. We don't care about anybody else. We care about you. We want to hold your hand. We want to lead you forward. We want you to be a great manifester. And if you think about the universe and God, then wouldn't God want his children to be living the best life ever? Don't parents want that? Do parents really punish their children, except maybe make them stand in the corner? I didn't even get that. I've never been punished in my life. I've just had a smooth sailing childhood. It's been great. It's been great. And say, wouldn't you want that? Wouldn't you want your parent God, your parents, people in your family to want the best for you and give you the best life ever? You know, that life does exist. That life does exist. And I grew up a childhood free of all worry, and I don't think I worried a day in my life, actually, really. Just so amazing. Never worried about my parents. Never worried about my family. Never worried where the next meal is coming from. Never worried about being punished or something bad happening to me. Or it's just been absolutely perfect. And maybe it's the time that I was born in, or the family that I was born in, my genetics. In it doesn't matter what, but you know, everything is created out of consciousness. So as your consciousness gets clear of all the previous stuff, and you are entering into a squeaky clean atmosphere where the universe is just willing to serve you. And the magic genie, the way they show it in the movie The Secret, the magic genie is basically saying, or Aladdin, correct? Aladdin and the magic lamp. I'm here to serve you. What is it that you want? I'm here to serve you. What is it that you want? I'm here to serve you. What is it that you want? That is who you are. That is who you are. You're the person that the magic genie is waiting to serve, and the whole work career atmosphere is open for you to go in and paint the most wonderful picture with your paintbrush. What we're here to give you is a mindset. We're here to give you a mindset. The mindset of a joyful manifester is what you really need, or what you need to work on. It's the mindset, and with the mindset, you can create anything you want. You've heard of that, right? And so giving somebody fish, you teach them how to fish. That is so much more important. Yes, you can give somebody fish right now, food right now, because they're hungry, right? Immediate satiation, immediate satisfaction from eating. But then when you teach them how to fish, it lasts longer. The benefits last longer, and a person can take that into his future. And then learning how to fish, he can catch so many more fish and create a great life. We're stepping into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. We're taking a couple of minutes break, listening to some music, and we're coming back soon. So hold on tight.
I'm a lady.
Joyful manifestation, love and sex. Love. Joyful manifestation, love.
This is Sugandhi Iyer from the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation. I thought I should give it just a couple of minutes more because this section always gets cut short. I spent so much time in the previous one that this one, poor thing, this poor section gets kind of the short side of the stick or whatever you call it. So we're into soulmate manifestation in. How did you feel when you were listening to the song? Did you feel different? Did you start to relax? Did you start to open up to the idea of true love? The idea of true love, where two people love each other so much that their hands join across space and time. They're in love with each other. They've attracted each other somehow into this reality. So the presence of a soulmate happens. My energy itself changes. When I'm talking about money, it's different. When I start talking about love and soulmate love, my energy changes. I change. I still have the same knowledge, but something in me changes. I get more relaxed, or I am relaxed always, with more of a smooth energy. And did you feel that happen to you? There is a reason that when people are doing business deals, they're in a different energy. It's more of a negotiation, go get them energy. And when you're thinking of love, it's different. And there is a smoothness, a softness. It's not about conquering. It's not about winning. There's no victory here. If anybody wins, everybody wins. There's victory all around. It's not that one person wins and the other person loses. There is complete victory. Everyone wins in this love story. And when we get into love, which is why I had the song before this section, that's actually my voice there. I'm singing love. And I had the song in front of the section because it takes people into another place where they can get dreamy and think about what can happen, what good can happen for them in life. What is it that they can create with a soulmate? Here we're focusing just on two people coming together. First part, first step in soulmate manifestation. And this chapter is part of the book Joyful Manifestation. It's a chapter as kind of a guideline. The first step is recognizing if your soulmate is in your life. Even before he or she enters your life, there is energy sent by the soulmate to you, almost like visiting cards, saying, I'm coming in to be in your life. And the soulmate energy needs to be part of the aura of a person. And if it is part of the aura, then, and only then, can a soulmate be physically manifested. There is this serial that I watched. In that, the girl, the heroine, is not wanting a soulmate. So in her mind, she doesn't want one. She's happy the way she is. She even thinks of leading a life without men completely. Of course, it's an Indian soap, so she's a virgin. And she's thinking of leading her life without men and devoting her love to God and to her family. Well, this man comes into her life and literally keeps putting himself in places that she would be. She resists a lot and says, I'm not interested. Sorry, don't follow me. In fact, in the beginning, she even refuses to talk to him. And she's pretty happy doing her thing. Now, if she did not have soulmate energy in her, she would not have attracted this man. So what happened was, in spite of her thinking that she doesn't want a man because of the inconveniences of having a man, she likes her life the way it is. She attracted her soulmate physically. And then, of course, you know, he wins her over, they get married. And so it goes. But she had soulmate energy in her aura. It was not gone. It was there. So she attracted a soulmate. There are many people who become nuns, and for those who don't have soulmate energy, they can continue to be nuns properly, in the proper sense of being a nun or being single. But people who have soulmate energy residue and they're trying to be nuns, they are attracting men still and feeling things. And not that people are automatic robots or anything like that, but robots, but still, there is a struggle to get rid of romantic feelings and things that happen to the body when you come across a soulmate, the chemical reactions, not just related to sex, but something more So for people who have been single for a long time, a fictitious Jane has been single for a long time, first she needs to get soulmate energy into her aura. That will attract the soulmate into her life. Now, after that, if it's a good soulmate story or a negative karmic one, it all depends on what type of energy she has. So from her past, if she has negative soulmate energy, then she kind of goes through the same experiences again and again with a soulmate who comes in. So using soulmate manifestation principles, step one, you need to have the soulmate energy in your aura. If not, then create it. Step two, work on a good soulmate manifestation energy so that the love story that a person has is really good. The Sound of Music, the movie. I don't remember the character's name. Maria makes me laugh. Yes, that's a song that I listened to. And so from that, I remember it's Maria. And she does not want a husband. She doesn't want a man, but she attracts a man. And then I think the mother priestess advises her when she runs away and she goes back to the mission or church. She tells her that she shouldn't run away from her destiny and that she's not really cut out to be a full-time nun. So even in religion, they understand the presence of a soulmate means there is a calling. And I don't mean professional calling, but a calling that happens. The soulmate calls and calls and calls. It happens through the air. And a person who has soulmate energy and has not taken it out completely cannot be a proper nun in the full sense of being married to God. It can't happen. So honestly, it is all about knowing first, if you have soulmate energy, do you feel a tingle? Do you feel a presence? Do you feel somebody waiting for you? And if yes, then do go ahead and manifest this person, because this person is waiting for you to manifest him or her. He just wants you to get your love story straight so that he can be a good partner, mirroring your perfection to you. And that is really what everybody wants, is to have a soulmate mirror to them their beauty. So if there is somebody very, very nice, but she's constantly misunderstood by the men in her life, and she's thinking, can't these men understand who I am? I am loving, I am caring, I am beautiful inside, I am wonderful. Why can't they understand who I am, and why do they misunderstand me? It's part of a karmic energy that has come from the past. And it's built up like a shield around this person, creating a bad illusion or a bad image of this person to the people or the men that she comes across. And so clearing all of this out, changing the love story, changing the soulmate manifestation story, changing the vibration so that the right vibrations reach the concerned soulmate. All of this is part of soulmate manifestation. You can start by reading the chapter in the book Joyful Manifestation, which is available on Amazon.com and some other online retailers. You can also choose to work with me. Just let me know what you want, and we can work on your soulmate story. We can help you become a great soulmate manifestor so that you do the right thing, so that you do the right thing continuously to get the right results. And also remember, the element of fatal attraction works here too. The principle, basically going back to bad energy, going back to the past, going back to negative situations that had happened. But we need to clear that out. We need to bring you into a clear, beautiful love story where everything that you want happens and your soulmate mirrors to you how perfect and amazing you are. You're just the most amazing person for him and for her, and he or she wants you to know this. We are going to meet again, actually, in a week's time now. I can happily say, oh, we're going to meet again in a week. But it's going to be the Good Fortune Show with Rae Trujillo. I will be there on the show with her. And we can discuss wonderful things, and feel free to call in and ask questions. Until then, we are signing off today. And the Joyful Manifestation Show will be a couple of weeks later, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific time. So every week you have something to make you feel good. Until then, have a wonderful rest of the week and a wonderful rest of the day. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.